Good evening and welcome to Doug Jenner's Ashes Wrap at the end of day two from the first test, 09, in Swaelic Stadium in Cardiff. Well, I think it was the great English playwright Harold Pinter, cricket fanatic to his bootstraps, who once called cricket a beautiful microcosm of life. Something for us to really think about, isn't it, as we reflect back on our own prophecies before this test match began. I think it's very reassuring to know that there are very, very few prophets in life, and almost none in the world of cricket journalism. And of course I include those luminaries Nasser Hussain, Rod Sloane, and of course that old wise after the event man Jeff Not In My Day Boycott. It's only when the second team gets out under the same conditions that you can really start to weigh the teams up. And you can also start to weigh up this particular much maligned, much discussed track. It's turned into a bit of a sullen beaten dog, hasn't it? Slow and low, the occasional bite, the occasional bark, but not much else. From a personal point of view, of course, I'm incredibly reassured that the Australian batting lineup have done so well on it, that we've lost one wicket. Having said that, I was very pleased to see Flintoff tearing in and interested to see the way he exploited Phil Hughes's quite obvious and much trumpeted weaknesses. Now, of course, speaking of much trumpeted, reminds us of the Barmy Army and also Graham Swan. Why wasn't he getting that turn? Why wasn't he that vicious bowler that we're all going to be so scared of? And why, indeed, did he get less turn than Mr. Horowitz managed when the English team batted? I don't know. I must admit I'm not one of the prophets that I spoke about, and I'm glad of that fact too. Very much looking forward to day three, as I'm sure you can imagine, and very much looking forward to the unfolding of this series. It now becomes apparent to us, doesn't it, when we look at the full strengths of either side, the batting and the bowling, that there's only going to be one team to win this series, and sad as I am to say it, that team won't be England. This is Doug Jenner, Swaelic Stadium, Cardiff, at the end of day two.